Hello everyone, welcome to the Mondas Podcast. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. Thanks very much for tuning in. We're going to be talking about target novels in this podcast. And first up, I'll tell you about my first experience of target novels. I'm pretty sure it was on holiday when I was, I don't want to say about eight or nine, something like that. It was in Brighton, in the Lanes. And my parents were kind of wandering about the antique stuff and all that. And obviously is not interested in antiques, just wandering about thinking, what else is around here? And there's a bookshop. So I had to wander in and obviously thought, oh, so Doctor Who, because I was well into Sverson McCoy era at that point. And I remember getting Horror Fang Rock. And I think also Attack of the Cybermen around that time as well. But yeah, Horror Fang Rock. I enjoy Horror Fang Rock now. But at the time, the visual images in my head were never going to be reached by anything that was on the television. You know, that often happens with stuff. It's the same as Attack of the Cybermen. Attack of the Cybermen was a lot worse on the screen. I'd imagine it a lot better. And it was, yeah. Sometimes it's a strange one that. Not saying don't watch the television's ones, but it must be the same with the missing episodes. If you've read the target novels and like that, you've always got that image in your head. And you think, oh, right, and they expect to be like that. Or, but yeah, Horror Fan Rock's good, but I think the target novel just kind of, in my head, I have quite a vivid imagination, so I kind of took it to another level. Attack of the Cybermen isn't the best. Isn't from the best era generally, so that was never going to be that good on screen. But yeah, the New Adventures as well, and that'll probably be for another podcast. But then went on the New Adventures and Time Rhyme and I remember Blood Heat. Yeah, there was a few, but yeah. Anyway, New Adventures, they were always interesting after that, and Missing Adventures as well. But in terms of Target, I remember yeah being on holiday reading it. And being thoroughly interested and captivated by it. So hearing what other people think, go for it. Target novels, what do other people think?
J.R. Sozol. J.R. Sozol.
This is J.R. from the Blue Box Podcast. On my own this time. We don't have a recording session coming up, so I've had to do this by myself. Hopefully the other guys will be sending files in too. Talking about my very first Target book. Well... When I was a young lad growing up, I was in Sheffield. And when I was in Sheffield, I had no idea that any such things as the Target books existed. But when I was 8 and a half, we moved down to Devon. And for a while, we were between homes. And we spent a few weeks staying at some friends of my parents in Torquay, of all places. While we were in Torquay, one Saturday, we got in the car and drove into town. And... as my mum went off to do the shopping in one place, I think I went with my dad, and we went into what was then the equivalent of W.H. Smith's, John Menzies it was called. And in John Menzies, I went over to the bookshelves, because even at that age, I was already starting to get into reading. And to my surprise and delight, I walked around a corner to find a whole display of Target books in front of me, or at least that's how I remember it. I'm sure, actually, it wasn't actually as big a display as I thought it was at the time, but certainly there must have been at least a whole shelf's worth of Doctor Who books, and I thought to myself, I can afford one of these, given my pocket money. I think there were 60p at the time, and I probably had about a pound, so I couldn't afford two, but I could afford one. So I had to stand there, and I had just a few minutes to make a very, very careful choice. So I went through all the Target books that were there, and I was looking to see which Doctor was in each book, and whether it was set on Earth or on some alien planet, what monster would be in each of the books, and I was looking at the covers to see which ones looked the most exciting. And I figured I would choose a doctor that I remembered, but not the current doctor, because the current doctor's stories were still fresh in my mind. Now, this would be about 1977, so I reckon this was just after season 14 had finished broadcasting, or while it was still broadcasting, maybe. So I didn't want a Tom Baker, but I wanted a John Pertwee, because I could just about remember John Pertwee. So it was a John Pertwee, and I thought, do I want it to be on Earth, or do I want an alien planet? And I thought, well, the Earthbound ones, they're a bit too familiar. I wanted something a bit more exciting, so it had to be an alien planet. And then I thought, what about a monster? And the Cybermen, well, I could vaguely remember the Cybermen from Revenge of the Cybermen, but they didn't seem terribly exciting. And the other monsters, well, I wasn't really quite sure what any of them were. But the Daleks, it had to be the Daleks. The Daleks were just so exciting when you're that age, when you're about eight. So I wanted a John Pertwee story set on an alien planet with the Daleks in it, which brings us down to two stories. And one of those stories wasn't released as a Target book until, if I recall correctly, 1978. So there was only one choice anyway. But I also wanted something with a really exciting cover. And even if it hadn't been for all those other elements, I think the cover of this book would have made this decision for me anyway. It just had the most exciting cover. And I have to say, this book, I took it home and devoured it, and over the next few years, I read it and reread it and reread it over and over and over again. You can say what you like about this story, but when you're the tender age of 8, 9, 10, whatever, and you're looking for a story that involves you and engages you and makes you turn the pages to work out, find out what's coming next, and I've never been the kind of person who remembers how things end. So there was always a pleasure, even in reading passages that I knew almost back to front, there was always a pleasure in getting through those passages to get through to the next bit, to find out what was coming up and how it all tied together. The book, of course, if you haven't worked it out already, was Planet of the Daleks, and by an amazing coincidence, and I was not aware of this at the time I picked up the book, that was also my earliest clear television memory of Doctor Who. So there you go. My first Target book was Planet of the Daleks.
Lee Rawlings. Lee Rawlings.
No electricity, no water. What is going on here? London. What is that? Okay, Lee here of the Blue Box Podcast. That book was Dinosaur Invasion. Great, great book that obviously I read before seeing the episode or seeing the adventure on telly. It blew me away. Love the opening. Love the character at the beginning who gets killed. I love a deserted London. I liked UNIT. John Pertwee was great. Well, the Doctor was great in this, and Sarah Jane too. I love the fact that they threw in a kind of a medieval peasant. What else did I like? I absolutely love the cover. That's what really pulled me towards the book, being the first book to read, because I love dinosaurs. I'm a sucker for dinosaurs. It says the Dinosaur Invasion. It's got a dinosaur on the front of it, and it's in front of a big cathedral in London. It's a dinosaur. It's great. It's Jurassic Park before Jurassic Park. It's just amazing. That's all I can say. And I like the idea that they were turning up and disappearing, and there was a real mystery. You get to the bottom of the mystery, and it's a bunch of, you know, idiots down in some 007 lair trying to change the world. Dystopian, utopian, deserted London. It's got all the ingredients of my favourite sci-fi tropes, cliches, whatever you want to call them. Bit of Quatermass, bit of Valley of the Guanji, you know, bit of Day of the Triffids, all in there. Loved it. Well, yeah, that's it really.
Mundus podcast.